Just want to say this, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Pastor Kirk asked me to sort of kind of do this. My problem is I want to start a group. I want to start a men's group at my church. So this is where this came about. And basically, I said, so you call yourself a man, right? So I just left home a couple minutes ago. I asked my grandson, 7 years old, sitting at my kitchen table, eating cake with me. I said, grandson, what do you call a man? What do you think is a man? He said, when you grown, when you are an adult. And I said, well, brother, is that what you consider a man? I said, well, here's what I think a man is. He has a job. He knows how to take care of his wife. He knows how to take care of his children. He knows his responsibilities, and he does them well. That's right. And whatever is lacking, he tried to meet the need. I said, that was a man. That's a man. But now my quest is, what is a godly man? Because that's the common goal we have here, is trying to be godly men. So then if we are to be godly men, I know a lot of us as men, we always sit around and ask ourselves, what is a man? But I don't know what the man is. I want to know, what is a godly man? That's what I'm trying to get out of this right here tonight. What is a godly man? I had this book here. It's written by T.D. Jakes. And I want to read this real quick. It says, this man actually who had two advantages that many men have today. He's talking about the lame man, the man who laid at the gate. They carried him to the gate of beautiful every morning. He was begging. He was begging. Begging for what? But he had two issues. One issue is he was lame. And the second issue was he knew why he was lame. But as men, we are lame. But do we know why we are lame? See, you have some deficiencies. You have some issues. But you never, ever face them. You do anything you can to run from them. You look in the mirror and even see it and be like, well, it ain't nothing me. It's them. It's her. It's him. No, 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 no. Instead of looking at it actually and saying, you know what? It's me. I'm the problem. I got the problem. So instead of going to the Lord, I'll take it to my brother. I'll take it to my friend. I'll take it to anyone else but to the Lord. Listen, listen. He said the lame man had two problems, and he knew what they was. He knew, do you know what your problem is? Do you really know as men what our problem is? One is that we weak. Two is we don't realize our purpose or our direction, but yet we're scared to go to the master and build a relationship that he may reveal it to us. So if we go to the master and he should reveal our purpose to us, would we be afraid to walk in it? Or would we turn to somebody else for them to confirm it? See, as men, that's what we mess up at. Because I don't really need you to tell me what I'm doing. Because if I'm consulting my father, that means I got to pray. That means I got to spend a little bit of time with him. That means it requires something of me in order to build a relationship with him that he may reveal to me who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. But we don't like that. I'm going to come to you, Pastor Kirk. You tell me. Because if I really have to go to the Lord and spend time, that's just too much. I'm looking for the easy way to get what I'm trying to get from the Lord. But no, 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 no. The Lord requires something of you. To do justly, to walk humbly before the Lord thy God. You have to do that. It's required of you. It's a few steps that we must need take as a man. And as I get to it here, but we need to not be so passive. We need to be leaders. And when I say leader, I mean you need to have some integrity. You need not to be, every time something happened, you pass it to somebody else. Because when a man, when he realizes something is wrong, he'll step up to that challenge himself. He won't wait for somebody else to do it for him. He'll assume it as it's his job, as his moment that he can step out into the spotlight. Right. He hates sin and passiveness. Right. See, we have leaders. We may have great leaders, but the problem with leaders is some leaders are weak. Some leaders are strong, but they lead the wrong way. Right. So that's our problem as men. You look at the church. You go anywhere and you look at men. We always sitting back because I don't feel like I'm worthy. Or I don't feel like I can do it. So I'll pass the buck to somebody else in order for them to do it. No, no. If God called you to do it, you do it. In the book of Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter and the 30th verse, it says, I searched for a man among them who would build up a wall and stand in the gap before me and the land so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. In other words, he found no man that would step up to the challenge. Why? Because we are so afraid of what God wants us to do. So I'll sit back and I won't do it. Because I think somebody else is more qualified than I.
Sure.
You do it. You do it. No, no, no. No. God called you. Listen, so in other words, in this, we're afraid to speak out. When I see somebody doing something wrong who say they're a Christian or believer in Christ, and I know they did wrong, know what I do? I see them do wrong and stand back and watch them. So guess what? I'm just as guilty as they are. But then I run off and talk about them. Well, do you realize he's probably talking about you too? Because you said nothing to him. That's what I'm saying. As a leader, you have to have a will and a zeal to be honest, to be just. And if you're wrong, you're wrong, brother. But do it in some kind of love, some kindness, some humility, some integrity. Quit being afraid to confront situations that are there. Listen, I'm about ready to go off. And I always think of this. Adam. They say he ate off the fruit of the tree of the tree of knowledge, right? But who led him there? He said, "Who? That girl? Did that girl lead him to that lady Eve? She made him eat, right? But think about this. Here it is. As God walked through the garden in the cool of the day, he said, Adam, where art thou?" He knew where Adam was. He wanted to know if Adam knew where he was. Better yet, not if Adam knew where he was. He wanted to know if Adam knew where he was as a man of God. Woo! See, when we know our place as a man of God, we can accomplish so much. So much. And it's not even effortless. It's effortlessly, so to speak. We don't have to do nothing because God said he equipped. He doesn't equip the call, he calls. No, he doesn't call the equip, he equips the call. Right? So therefore, if he puts you in a situation, he'll use you. He'll give you what you need to do the situation. All you have to do is go. If you go and do it, he'll make the way for you. He'll make it happen. That's one. Two. That's two. Because we need to be bold to speak, okay? Here's my third point, is to be strong. We don't need no weak Christians. He don't need somebody that's afraid to speak out. He don't need somebody to be afraid to stand up for what's right. Many times we do that. I see it all the time. Even I did it. Brother told me I was sinning because I looked at a woman. But 2-3 weeks later, I see him getting in a car with a woman. And I didn't say nothing. So I was just as guilty, right? I just said, if I don't say nothing, I'm just as guilty. Why? Because I really didn't want to speak out because I said, oh, the Lord shamed you right there because I was not guilty. And I know I was not guilty. But yet we got to be able to speak out. It says, therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. So if I continue to walk this thing out for the Lord, regardless of what I do, how I do, you may not like it. But as long as God is pleased with me, I'll keep on walking.
Right. Amen.
Look, you're going to talk about me. You're going to put me down. You're going to say some stuff about me. But I shall not be moved. I will continue to walk in the Lord. Here it is. I was out one day, and I was at a ministry. And I was like, Lord, I just want to hear your voice. So the Lord spoke to me, and I ran. Was I being strong? No, I was scared. I was scared to death, but the Lord didn't give me the mind of weakness, right? He gave me a mind to be strong in the power of his might. I need to be strong in the Lord. So whenever the Lord asks you to do something, whenever the Lord calls your name, say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Whatever you want, I'll do. Why? Because we have to be willing servants. Here it is. If you're full, how can God use you? But if you're empty, he has a lot of room that he can fill. So if you allow your vessel to be empty and allow him to fill you, he surely can use you. But if you think you have it all together, that's where the problem is. And that's what we do as men. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. Oh, I'm all right. Shoot, man, ain't nothing. And on the inside, everything in the world is wrong with you. Everything. Toe up from the floor up. And you got some issues. But you run around smiling, got your chest poked out, feeling all good. Come to church, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Go home, cuss out your wife, cuss out your kids, disrespect everybody moving and grooving. Everything is wrong. But yet you stand still like everything is all right. Here it is, be humble. Be humble. We always try to tell somebody else what to do when we got issues. But he said, the darkness saw the light and he comprehended it. Not why? Because you telling me what to do and you're doing just what I'm doing, but you telling me not to do it. Because you doing it. Then I see you doing it, but we need somebody that's a great example unto us. So if you don't have a prayer partner right now, find yourself in this ministry somewhere. Find yourself a prayer partner so when you feel weak, you can touch base with him. Right. When you got some issues, you can talk to him. Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with being honest. The problem is we're not honest enough. Let's be honest to one another that the Lord may be able to get us together, because I heard someone say, I'll get myself together. You'll never get yourself together. You will never, ever get yourself together. And here's another. The fifth one says to seek God. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll add all these things unto you. He'll give you everything you need. He'll add everything. You need a good wife? Pray for a good wife. You need a good job, pray for a good job. You need a nice prayer partner, pray for a prayer partner. Don't just take anything and everything, but ask for what you need. Because God said he will supply your each and every need. My son said, my wants is my needs, Dad. I said, Well, let your wants be your needs, because I don't think your wants are your needs. Because I need Jesus. Everywhere I go, I need Jesus. And I said I need just a little more of Jesus. Because as men, we need to stand strong in this thing called Christ. We need to be an example of who Christ is. Amen. If you are to know who Christ is, you must know him in the spirit. You can't know him just in the natural, because he's not natural. He's a spirit. So we must know him in spirit, and then we must serve him in truth. But what we do is we touch him in the spirit, and then we try to walk in our own way. And it ain't going to work. So we need to touch him and walk in the spirit of Christ. Oh, I got 5 minutes. But if you walk in the spirit, he'll lead you to where you need to go. Men, we all have stuff in common, but we're afraid to talk about it. Anybody here had cancer in their family? Anybody in here just been sick? Anybody in here got a spouse that might be sick? Anybody got a brother or sister that might? We got stuff in common, but we're so afraid to talk about it. but only if we will share one to another in a like-mindedness, then we can work it out and Christ can get involved and he'll work the rest out for us. But what we do, we're so afraid to talk to each other. I tell you right now, I bet half of you guys came here together sitting with each other. I bet you. But this is a men's conference, and you really came, so what? To network, to find out what everybody else is doing, what can you do to get better? How can they get better with you? What do they have anything to offer you? You have, but no, you sit with the same old group, you're getting the same old stuff, never willing to do anything different. But if you want something different, you got to do something different.
That's right.
So here we go. Christ says, come.
Yeah,
all you who labor, come. And I'll give you rest. Come. But you're afraid to come. Because why? I'm dependent on my doctor. Or I'm dependent on Pastor Kirk. No. God said you come before him with fear and trembling for your own soul, salvation. That you may find rest in him and him alone. I don't need you. Even though I need you, I don't need you like that. You understand what I'm saying? I need the Lord, but then the Lord will place you in my life, and then you'll be my friend, and then we'll work it out.
Yes.
But if God is not first, I really don't need you, because I'm going to give you a bunch of, and you're probably going to give it back to me.
Right.
But if I do it in Christ, we'll sync up, we'll link up, and I'll love you, and you'll love me, and we'll find a common ground to love each other in Christ. Am I right? But if we don't, we're just going to be a man.
Right.
We're not going to be godly men.
Right.
I'm done.